female genital mutilation, FGM, is departure or complete removal of the external genitalia. It is typically done between infancy and age of 15, but adult women may also undergo the process. According to findings, the mutilation operation is performed by traditional practitioners, often in unsanitary conditions. It is estimated that more than 200 million girls and women alive today have undergone female genital mutilation in the countries where the practice is concentrated. In an interview with a medical expert, a consultant surgeon at the Federal Medical Center, Dr. Katung Abba, highlighting the dangers of FGM to include severe pain, infection, and hypersensitivity of the genital area.
It dehumanizes girls, and then it impacts psychological problems on them. And later in life, when they marry, they will have problems during penetration when they are with their husband. And during childbirth, there's always that problem of the baby coming out. So a lot of young ladies have died from that, you know, because of obstructed labor. So you are strongly advised to desist and stop genital mutilation.
Another medical doctor, Dr. Ayokunle Daudu, said female genital mutilation did not add any value to a girl child, hence the need for more awareness for mothers to desist from it.
I believe in this current age and time, it shouldn't be practiced any longer. Aside from the risks associated with it, I remember while I was much younger in the practice, I've seen people bleed to death from female genital mutilation. But in this age and time, it is not a practice that wants to engage, either culturally or spiritually, it does not have any advantage. Rather, it reduces that individual's self-esteem and even predispose such individual to a lot of risk factors, a lot of problems.
When Radio Nigeria sought the views of mothers, one Mrs. Aino Adegoke said the practice should be criminalized, while Mrs. Wumi Adeola insisted female genital mutilation was necessary to curb prostitution among women folks.
No, I didn't circumcise my girls. The danger is much. It's not a good thing at all.
I was circumcised, but I was not allowed to circumcise my children. Before, there was no prostitution when they were circumcising children. But now that the circumcising is being cancelled, there is a high rate of prostitution in the world.
The theme for this year, World Day Against Female Genital Mutilation, is Unleashing Youth Power. For Radio Nigeria, in Akure, Tosin Aderibigbe.